You know that you can't receive Channel 2 television from Baltimore here very well. Three weeks ago, I talked to a station in Japan at that frequency. We did this by bouncing the signals off of ice crystals in the mesosphere above the North Pole. Now, that's exciting to me. Of course, I'm a retired NASA engineer, so I'm a geek by career. So that's what I'm looking for, is just to continue with my hobby. It will not adversely affect my neighborhood. I'm very rural. I'm out in the country. Directly out my front door, three-quarters of a mile away, is a cell phone tower. A mile and a half away is 1,100-foot tower, WBOC television. A 300-foot tower beyond that for a radio station, which I can all see from my front yard. From my backyard, there's another 300-foot tower that's the county emergency services tower to fill in. It was one of the fill-in towers. It's over on 50, or I'm sorry, on Route 13 by Johnny Janosik's. Mm-hmm. So the neighborhood's full of towers. I'm just adding another one. I think they're very attractive. Some people don't. are there any questions that you have, or any questions of Mr. Ferguson? I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Mr. Weiler, you said a inspector was very nice to you, huh? We get an awful lot in code enforcement of bad press.
Absolutely, yeah. One of the finest people that I've ever dealt with.
Okay,
very professional, and I really, you know, normally if someone gave you a violation, you would be upset. She actually, not only did she give me a violation, but she filled out most of the zoning application, sent it to me with little post-it notes, do this, do this, do this, and do this. It was just very, very pleasant
Thank
experience.
I appreciate that.
I see that you've marked distances on your drawing, the tower.
I actually didn't measure those. I kind of guessed at them, but they're very close.
The property land of Brad McWilliams.
Yes.
How approximately far is the tower from that?
200 feet.
200. What is on that
property? Soybeans.
Okay.
Soybeans this year, watermelons last year.
But no structures to be concerned about. Have you talked to them about the tower?
Yes.
And they're okay with it?
Yeah, no problem with it. As a matter of fact, Brad asked me if he could plant soybeans around the tower.
So. And the tower is self-supporting?
No, it's guided.
Guided.
It's a professional tower, a commercial tower, professionally installed.
Has a proper FAA lighting.
Yes, everything. Mm-hmm.
How long has it been constructed?
1 year.
1 year.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No questions.
Mr. Brown? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that as far as uniqueness, the request is unique in itself. If you want to talk about the property, it is unique in its shape. I don't see where it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the request would be a minimum to afford relief. Therefore, I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,223.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,223. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for your service.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10.